crossover is
crossover dribble.
For the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover continues to evolve.
All right, time for the crossover on a Thursday. Where'd he go? He already left? He already quit?
He's got no. He has come. Well, they got a lot of stuff going on today. Got a little meeting coming up here in a few minutes. Got to record some things. He'll be back. Maybe.
That's why I said maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
They were like, before he comes back, you know, like, you think he'll be there tomorrow?
Be back, maybe.
I'm like, eh, I don't know.
Okay, I got one for you. Yeah. Today is the 9th year anniversary of what TV event?
So we're looking at 2013. Was it a show that debuted?
It is a show that ended
in September.
Mm-hmm. Cable.
And
ended.
And ended in September.
September 29th, 2013. That would be
what ended.
Yes, ended finale.
Finale.
The final episode was entitled Felina. It was called Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Wow.
Breaking Bad ended
9 years ago?
9 years ago.
Dang. Mm. And it is probably more popular than it was in 2013.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Now that Better Call Saul's run its course.
That's a great, like, if you're into TV, shows that have been gone for a while that you believe are more popular now than they were when they were airing.
I think so. Well, I mean, The Office was hugely popular when it was airing, but it's more popular now.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Seinfeld a little bit, because I think there's new people that are on to Seinfeld, but Seinfeld was extremely popular when it was airing.
Yes. But that was one of the last network TV shows. Everybody's watching its appointment television.
Yeah.
That was probably one of the last ones. So the Breaking Bad finale was its most watched episode. Only just over 10 million live viewers. 10 million. It seems like a really, it's a normal NFL game.
Yeah.
You know,
it seems so low.
Might even be a bad NFL game.
A bad NFL.
All right, do we all have
probably like Titans Steelers, that type of bad or different?
Yeah, something like that.
I was just asking young Yeshua, considering our teams are playing at such a high level, especially offensively.
Very good.
Oh,
teams.
Yes, fun watches both teams.
Would you rather watch Ryan Tannehill play quarterback or the final episode of Breaking Bad?
Yeah, that was good. That'd be a tough one.
I don't like that poll question.
Who's to blame, Matt Canada or Mitchell Trubisky? Bold question.
Well, your players want to get Matt Canada fired, so at least they agree with you.
Listen, all I needed to know is what Ed Orgeron said. Ed Orgeron could get along with the hanger in the closet if he had to.
Yeah.
And Ed Orgeron couldn't get rid of Matt Canada fast enough.
That's funny.
Connor. Yeah.
Hangers have no personality, Sharpie.
I was trying to think, just like holding the hanger and like,
it's like, hey, wow, friends.
Hey,
what are you?
I like the way my sport coat looked on you.
Hey, go Tigers.
How many people watched the Breaking Bad finale?
Just over 10 million.
I know the landscape of TV has changed in the last decade. 1.8 million people watched the Better Call Saul finale.
1.8?
Yeah.
How many commas?
1.8 million.
That's it?
That's mm-hmm. insane.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh.
Wow.
Maybe we conflate numbers in our head. Like maybe 10 is like fantastic.
Yeah, it's 10. Okay, maybe 10's a lot.
Though. But I wouldn't compare it to an NFL game.
When you compare it to other TV shows, like other TV finales, yeah, it doesn't even crack the top like 50.
But how many more people didn't watch it live?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 Oh, yeah.
Like okay. In 2013.
You're consuming it.
We were basically trying to watch everything live.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the
Neanderthal age. I mean, way back then.
I was watching. I'm still watching.
We were year one in 2013.
All right. So ask yourself, what is the one show that you have to watch live?
Sports, typically.
Okay. Is there any besides sports that is a appointment viewing? Because one comes to my mind, and it's coming November 13th.
I got one.
Mine's Yellowstone. I now can't. I binged Yellowstone, but when I got caught up to year four last season,
I made sure that every Sunday I was watching it. This Is Us, Law & Order SVU, Criminal Minds. Those are the last like once a week shows that I felt
there's one that pops up. Yeah, there's one that pops up like once a season. Right now, mine, I don't know when the show comes back. I don't even know if they've announced it, but Succession. But it's tough because they play Sunday night on HBO, and if it overlaps during football season, like, you got to watch a football game.
Game of Thrones was the last one of those for me.
Hey, by the way, is any more disappointing follow-up to a blockbuster than, is it House of Dragons? Does anybody like House of Dragons?
People are watching it. I haven't heard great reviews.
It is getting killed on social media, but maybe that's the vocal minority.
I'm two or three behind. I like it. I don't love it.
Yeah. Is there anybody you can really get behind?
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's no one. They're all horrible people. Kind of like Succession.
Really?
Truly.
That is.
Who am I rooting for here? I'm rooting for Macaulay Culkin's brother.
I don't really like those shows. Yeah, I need something to feel good about because it just gets too heavy.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. It does. That show does have a way of feeling like everything means everything at all times.
Yeah, that's how I felt like This Is Us was. It got too heavy for me.
And then you said to pull out and you know, go to the 40,000 foot view. It's like, oh, that actually didn't. This thing that they've been building up half of a season for, you know, didn't. It came and went. And nothing happened.
Who's taking over the company? Who's taking over the company?
Right.
Oh, he's just going to stay? Okay.
Yeah, they're like, they spend half a season.
Rinse
they're like, we have a big shareholders meeting. Mm-hmm. And that's like, that's the draw. That's the lead in to whatever point in the season.
Hey.
And then it happens and it's like, oh, nothing happened.
So we're making a big deal of. Man, has it been since 2013 to Breaking Bad? Do you realize that when it opens and it closes, the whole storyline of Halloween, it'll be 44 years.
Wow.
From Michael Myers and Jamie Lee Curtis to the absolute bloodbath of this one.
That may be my favorite of the
same
horror.
Oh, I would say
because there's only been like, there's been a couple of bad ones, but to have done 36 of them, like, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm a big Michael Myers Halloween series guy. And old Jamie Lee Curtis, old, she kicks some tail.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently this is a gory movie.
Yeah, well, more than having the guy's teeth left in the bathroom at a gas station.
There have been so many
He hung a lady on
offshoots.
A coat rack.
Yikes. Like, I thought at the beginning of the series, they were really, really bad. And then all of a sudden someone said, hey, if you want them in the movie theaters, you can't do that because people aren't going to watch gory movies anymore. And now they're finishing. Because I was telling Damon this at the end of our show.
Who's Damon?
DB.
Old DB?
Old DB. Short timer.
My two said Damon.
Have you guys started on the Netflix Jeffrey Dahmer?
I have not.
My wife's watching it. I parachuted in for one episode.
It's okay.
Not
so,
for you.
So blood and gore. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Oh, it's gory?
Oh,
okay.
It's gory.
Okay.
Yeah. So is that back?
It's really uncomfortable.
I remember when we were kids.
What?
That show is extremely uncomfortable.
So he was a racist too?
I didn't get that from the one episode I watched. Okay.
Well, I saw that the...
Not that I'm getting varying degrees of being a bad guy.
Well, it was in
now the, I think he's bad.
It was listed in the LGBT section of Netflix, and I guess the whoever handles that came to Netflix and said, yeah, not the representation we're looking for. You can take that out of that section. That'd be great. Thank you.
My guy said whoever handles that.
Whoever puts the shows in their specific categories.
You can uncheck that box.
Who's in
Thank
charge
you.
Of this? Can we just move this up on out? Yeah, thanks.
But I am onto something, though, that we got away from gory movies.
We did.
And it
hey, what
like
do we think of
back.
Smile? Have you seen it's the preview? Pat.
There's been 13 Halloween movies, by the way.
Yeah.
So not 36?
All but one of them are great.
My math is... Wait, which one? The H2O?
No, H2O is good.
H2O is kind of suspect. Which
the
one do
the
we
The one
not
with
like?
Busta Rhymes. I don't like
oh,
that
yeah,
one.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
They didn't know if they wanted that to be a spoof, or was that supposed to be like...
I thought it was supposed to be a spoof.
Rookie of the Year is in it, and
yeah, that
was
really? Not
it was
good.
Bad.
Which one was that?
Resurrection.
Yeah, no, it was not good. This one looks sensational.
Just keep showing showing the original.
I'm gonna cry like a baby when
the original
Jamie
had
Curtis
a
gets it.
$300,000 budget.
She's not dying.
And did $70 million.
She's like 70
box
years
office
old.
Worldwide.
Yeah, but you got to off Michael first. Jamie's she's the hero.
She can't walk away.
She can't die.
It's called Halloween Ends. Something has to end.
Jamie Lee Curtis
Michael.
Can't die.
It ain't Michael.
No, no, Jamie Lee Curtis can't die.
Hey, are you messing with me? Have you been reading?
No. No, I know nothing. Oh, that's
make
pure
me
speculation.
So mad. I cheer for her.
Yeah.
She's, no, they can't kill her.
She's bad.
When she died at the beginning of Resurrection, I was angry.
Yeah, how'd she survive the fall off the building?
Well,
too?
That never happened on this timeline.
Oh.
There's some timeline things.
Oh. Yeah. Well, when you have 13 movies.
Yeah.
So
they don't acknowledge
where are we
any
in the timeline?
Other.
Has the house burned down?
Yeah.
Well, is her daughter mad at her because she's a bad grandma?
Everything's still connected from one, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So you said 70 million, the original.
70 million box office.
I wonder how much the whole series has made.
Mm. Oh, my God. Well, I could tell you.
It's
up until
way better than Friday the 13th or Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm. Like, those are the three for our childhood. I don't know. Yeah. Connor has, like, The Ring and Conjure, right?
Yeah. But
what else you have in your...
It got really big to do the I'm going to take over your body movies.
Conjuring is pretty scary, though, right?
Conjuring movies are good.
Yeah.
Worldwide, the Halloween Exorcism franchise movies. Has made $773 million.
You're too young for The Exorcist.
So,
aren't you?
No.
You would look at The Exorcist and laugh. Like,
I think The Exorcist is one of the greatest comedies ever made.
Yeah, with the fake cracked skin. Like, that's not.
All the vomit and the childhood swearing. It's great. It's hilarious.
Now, The Omen is a little creepy. Don't do that, Damien.
Did you think Poltergeist was creepy?
No. No. Poltergeist is overrated.
Yeah, agree.
In terms of fear.
Box office total, $773,971,323.
Oh, I'm missing one. Amityville was big when we were little.
Amityville Horror?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of crucial.
Oh.
Wasn't a big fan of that one.
I would go toward the original, like, scary movies for scary movies.
Yeah.
Halloween
1 and 2 are fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not a horror movie guy.
I'm not either.
I am.
But
did you see him in the movie theater?
No.
Or you saw him later in life?
Yeah, later in life. Yeah.
Because apparently if you go to this, it is gory, and so they're wondering if people will sit in a movie theater and watch a movie like this.
Oh my gosh, there's blood on my screen.
You can watch it.
I mean, he always
comes
up with some creative ways to kill people.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll stay. People are into that now. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong. Into the gore.
Slasher movies.
Yeah.
Slasher movies are back.
The Conjuring, that series is getting some votes.
You got a poll question going?
No, just Twitter.
Private poll question on his own Twitter.
Twitter chiming in on scary movies.
Superior 80s slasher poll question. Halloween, Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street.
I'd go with the OG Halloween.
Yeah, I was a big... I liked the original Nightmare on Elm Street. That was pretty good.
But then they should have stopped.
Didn't you think the first Nightmare on Elm Street was pretty legit? You probably didn't see it.
Oh, I don't know that I've ever seen it, no.
Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's legit.
Yeah, I thought that was... Had you sleeping with... I can't fall asleep. And you'd hear the screeching of the hands.
Oh, this guy with the claws.
Yeah, I think you would get into the first one.
This guy with the claws.
They made Robert Inc. This guy with the hands. Yeah, him and Edward Scissorhands.
What? What's his name?
Edward Scissorhands meets Mr. Rogers' sweater neighborhood.
His name is Freddy Krueger.
Oh, Freddy Krueger.
Only slightly charred.
Do kids still go as Freddy Krueger? For Halloween?
Good question. No. I don't think so.
Hey, you know a sneaky good little movie that's off a spinoff of a spinoff of a spinoff? Has anybody in this room seen Prey?
Prey.
The Predator? P-R-E-Y?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, outside of people in 1738 speaking perfectly good English and Native American, you know, tribal lands, it was pretty good.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Me too. Yeah. It was legit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't, I mean...
Connor still hasn't watched Predator. So.
Correct.
A little bit of a sore spot.
I've been tasked with it for the last 3 months.
Sometimes I do wonder what's wrong with you. Like what do you...
It's nothing wrong. It's not. It's nothing.
It's nothing wrong with him.
It's nothing wrong with me. It's just I didn't watch the movie. That's all.
Oh,
hey, are you
shoot.
Guys also very sad about one other thing? Did you know Streak for the Cash on ESPN is going away after this month?
Really?
I never even knew how to do that.
I haven't even thought about that in probably a decade.
Yeah.
I play it almost daily, and now I'm up to W12.
Wow.
After Who? My...
That's the one where you have to beat the... Isn't it beat the streak?
Well, they put up props every day. They put up like maybe 10 props a day, and you just follow, and if you... You know, you keep doing it over and over, but you can win like a lot of money. But I went to it the other day, and they said after 14 years, streak, the cash is over.
I have you catching up to God quicker. You know the song I'm talking about?
Gang, I do.
That's all I'm on. Gang.
It's on TikTok occasionally.
It's a. I was gonna say great song. That would be a little
not a great song.
It'd be hyperbole.
It is a song.
But I do like it.
Some of them are catchy.
I'm surprised though that you would that would be in your wheelhouse.
Oh, I don't think it's in my wheelhouse. I just think I know it.
I think it's,
I think you'd be surprised at what's in my wheelhouse, though.
Yeah, now if you had Knife Talk pop up on the playlist, I would
it's
be
in
like,
there. It's in there.
Really?
Yeah.
I did see the other day, Mr. I Don't Do Concerts was at another concert. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, it's just
I'm not
bad
a concert
timing.
Guy.
Just bad timing.
I'm not a concert guy. This is my seventh one in about, 3 years, but I'm not a concert guy.
Bad timing. A lot of people, I know a lot of people who go to concerts a lot. I never like seek out a concert.
Yeah, you just... For the only guy I know that just stumbles into concerts.
For my birthday, my wife got me tickets to one of my favorite bands, Incubus, and the concert just happened to be last weekend, or Thursday.
How about you with that crossover game? You just went from Knife Talk to Incubus.
That's right.
Safe to say they would never perform together.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
But there was a moment where those bands were doing there was like the Linkin Park Jay-Z stuff, so I don't know.
They do crossroads. They do country music television has Crossroads.
I'm sorry?
Well, they will have
different
artists.
They have Bone Thugs and Harmony hosting a television show?
Oh, like the guy I used to follow on TikTok that could mash up just about any song?
Now,
That guy is sweet.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't been getting recipes instead of music off TikTok.
I mean, we had Darius Rucker and, Luke Bryan got together, a couple others.
Luke Bryan. That's
not deep, that weird, though.
Deep down, that's your guy, right? Because you talk about
like
him
Bryan.
A ton.
I would have gone. He was performing at a farm in Nebraska.
That's
Friday.
Right. Yeah.
At a what?
Just at a farm.
A farm. It's where they grow corn, soybeans, other various vegetables.
All in the delivery.
Vegetables
the real
are...
question was just a random farm.
I don't
there
know
are
why.
Lots of those in Nebraska.
I don't know how he picked the farm.
Love the delivery,
I think
though.
That's like he does... He does random farms.
Luke Bryan farm tour.
Yeah.
This is a whole thing.
So do they know he's coming?
Yes. It shows up at the Andersons in Murdoch. Hey, I'm here.
Isn't that kind of
this is point? What it was. It's in Murdoch. How about that?
Really?
I
have a feeling you went, Sharp.
No, it was Friday night. I couldn't.
Yeah.
But I probably would.
Is that the Stock Hay and Grain Farm, 298th Street and Waverly Road in Murdoch, Nebraska, last Thursday at 5.
What's the population and how many were at that concert?
Good question.
It was like an intimate setting.
Intimate, quaint. Speaking of which, I had to be downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be on the road.
Still never
big
been
celebration
to,
of Damon.
Still never been to the big meeting. Maybe one day.
Why don't you guys just go national for a second and come on down?
Okay. Yeah, Josh, what do you think?
Bring yourself a little Takalila.
Flip the button.
So can I tell inside baseball here? Because this is kind of ties in with Damon's leaving. So when
Damon's leaving?
When Nick was, I know. It caught me off guard the other day, too. They sent out an email. And I was like, Damon, did you see this? Oh, yeah, don't worry about that. So when Nick decided he was leaving, you remember this, Damon? They made him go national because he hadn't told his audience. And all of a sudden, he's doing a show, and then they go, and this was the previous regime. This isn't, Mark wasn't here.
I did forget to shout out Andy yesterday, too, Ruback. He played a pretty big role. But anyway, go ahead.
But Nick, all of a sudden, was doing a show, and he had to come in and tell, the staff meeting that he was leaving, and he had to, go to national. He came back, and people were, freaking.
Yeah, I'd leave.
So he said over the air that he was leaving.
He goes,
and then he went national.
So they punched
special.
Up. Like all of a sudden, Dan Patrick was playing. Like Nick's like, I'll be back in a little bit,
and then he came back.
And then he came back.
That's amazing. We should do that, Josh.
Why not?
Where did you find this gif?
I just searched for it. Michael Myers flailing a knife around and says party time.
What did you search to get there?
Halloween.
I just zero sense. Like none. I mean, this is like, I could see you doing this.
Me flailing a knife around? Yeah,
like just dressing up, acting foolish. This is a total. Oh,
I could act a fool.
Total Connor Happer Halloween. Do you dress up for Halloween still?
No. Well, last year, I guess I was the apparently kid. I don't know. I just wanted to, because I wanted to.
Who?
I wanted to ode to the kid who went on the local news that one time and said, apparently, I've never been on live television before. So I grabbed one of those microphones.
You just dubbed him the apparently kid.
That's his name. I don't
like
know his name.
Creative, like yeah. Yelly Radio. By the way, went down the whole Funhouse Mike Francesa thing.
Oh, so good.
Dude, how about...
So good.
Remember when our... So you weren't here, but the station made a big deal about Harambe dying, the gorilla?
I do.
Mm-hmm. His gorilla rant when he was...
Gorilla?
Gorilla.
The gorilla?
It's like...
He's a gorilla! It's the
like,
kid!
It's like on the pinned...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So my favorite is when he's having that segment, he's talking about something about 1961, and the guy calls in, and he has a memorable moment of 1961. This guy for the Yankees, he's getting down a bunt, whatever, he's trying to tell this story. And Francesa was like, what's the big deal? Like, I was 7 years old. Like, where are you going with this? Like, what's the point? That's what he kept saying. Yeah. What's the point?
Just parade the collar.
I'm gonna give you another chance at this before I hang up on you. What's the point? And the guy's just calm. He's the older guy, obviously, right? Talking to 1961. And he's like, well, you were talking about in 1961 and the moments with your family and your father and I. Well, I'm just, what's the point? And he kept saying it. And so finally, the guy, I felt terrible because the guy goes, okay, what's the point? Just go, tell the story. And the guy goes, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable right now. I'm just going to let you go. Goodbye.
Oh, my God. Wasn't built for it.
Dude, it was total, it's on the pin. It's like at the top of his
you gotta know
Twitter account.
When you call into Francesa's show, you
did you see the
ready.
One of when Edwin Diaz blew a game in Philadelphia?
No.
And he threw his glasses and he was like, let him get on the bus. They should walk back to New York.
Did you see the one that he had up there where the guy had admitted to killing his father and Mike Francesa didn't know if he was telling the truth?
No.
They and always, Mike Francesa goes.
Well, they try to, his callers try to prank him a little.
Mike Francesa goes, I got to protect my listeners. I can't corroborate this story. Show me proof that you did it.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful.
And the title on the tweet was like, the time Mike Francesa wanted proof that a caller had killed his father. I was just like, what are we doing?
That's fantastic. All right, guys.
All right. I'll see you later.
All right. That is the crossover. We'll start things off next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.